The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding. One man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
All right, special edition of the Sacred Fire of Liberty coming from the, where are we, guys?
We're in the Longworth building, aren't we?
Longworth Cafeteria.
Longworth Cafeteria of the
House of Representatives.
House of Representatives. This is historic. How did they let me in here?
Well, it's either historic or hysteric, depending on how the program goes.
It could be hysterical. That's right. Jonathan E. Ward, Sacred Fire of Liberty, with our good friend from the Campaign for Liberty, Norman Singleton, with us. And we have just spent a couple of interesting days discussing issues such as freedom of speech as it relates to an innovation, a scientific breakthrough in technology that would allow alcohol to be consumed without harming your liver, without damaging your DNA. Now, Jonathan, you and I don't know if you've ever drank. I admit that in my later high school, early college, for a little bit, I had that time in me where alcohol was a normal part of the weekend thing. Then it kind of fell away from me. What do you have historically that you can reveal safely without getting you into trouble?
Not a drop to drink.
I'm
not a drinker.
Never been. Now, Norm, you probably make up for both of us.
Well, I went to college, and I had a good time in college, as people do. And having lived in D.C. for 24 years, I can say that D.C. does have, I think there was once a study that showed that D.C. actually had the highest per capita alcohol consumption of any city in the nation. So this should be a topic of great interest. Obviously, freedom of speech is not always a topic of great interest in D.C.
Freedom
except
to
for,
drink here.
Except for, right. Except for how do you suppress it. But alcohol is certainly a topic of some interest.
Sure. Now, why are we opening the show with this? Because, Jonathan, you've taken on a case fascinating, and I've been learning about that this week as I've been here in D.C., and we covered yesterday the press conference. I had some audio from you and Harsha and others, and Norm, you were also on the panel discussing this. It crosses into a very unique area, and we met Carol Ault, my good friend. She was there as well covering it for a documentary. That there's a breakthrough associated with a reduction of the damage to the DNA, the liver, of consumption of alcohol. Now, as I said, you don't drink, I don't drink, Carol Ault doesn't drink, but what is the issue here that brings us together on this particular case?
Well, this is, as you point out, an extraordinary thing. The company Chigaropati Technologies invented a combination, synergistic combination of three generally recognized safe ingredients that when infused in alcohol through a proprietary process they developed, causes alcohol to be less toxic to the liver, reduces liver toxicity from alcohol, and it also reduces DNA damage. They were also the first to discover through their years of research on alcohol that alcohol actually causes DNA damage. Within 20 minutes of consumption of alcohol, it already causes significant DNA damage throughout your body. So that was unknown prior to this research they did. And then they discovered that their proprietary combination of ingredients that they aimed for reducing the risk of liver toxicity actually had the secondary beneficial effect of reducing the DNA damage as well. So this would make healthier alcohol available to the American people. And TTB stands in the way of it, the Treasury Tax and Trade Bureau.
Now, how does the TTB, in reference to what we also used to know as the BATF, are they the same thing? Is it emerging? Tell me what this TTB is.
It's the successor of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. ATF was basically transformed, and the role of regulating alcohol went to the Treasury Bureau of Tax and Trade.
So did it dismantle BATF altogether? Does that no longer exist?
ATF is not... is it in existence now, Norm? Or I know it's been denuded, but is it gone?
I think there's a separate agency for guns.
There you go.
Okay.
So it is gone.
All
it's
right.
been split
so,
up.
Yeah. Which
and
sort of makes sense, I guess.
Yeah, the gun bureau, don't quote me on this, but that might be part of Homeland Security, the agency that registers all the gun owners, runs all the Brady Law background checks, and
okay. So it's separated out. See, I wasn't even aware. I couldn't keep up with all of this stuff.
Yeah.
But for the sake of what we're doing and what Campaign for Liberty, why you're, this is an interesting subject and a support for. It's a First Amendment issue once again, is it not? A freedom of speech issue on this breakthrough. The TTB says we've approved it already, or we had approved it as a safe additive for alcohol, so no big deal, until they found out that this would mean they could promote a safer form of alcohol, and suddenly that was withdrawn.
Right. TTB has an absolute prior restraint on the ability to communicate any health information on the label of alcohol. Now, in this particular situation where you have something that's reducing the adverse effects of alcohol on the liver and on DNA, that's a profound censorship, because here you got something that could transform American life around the world, causing people who otherwise would be suffering liver damage and cirrhosis of the liver either not to experience that or to have less of a probability of experiencing it. So we're talking about saving lives, and TTB is standing directly in the way of allowing that information, which could save lives, from reaching the American public.
So First Amendment grounds.
Yeah.
All right. So how do we tackle this? In the press conference yesterday, there was a kind of a multi-pronged approach. One is to drop a petition, is it, on the TTB that has
right.
never been done before?
Yeah. It's they adopted their health claim regulations in 2003 reluctantly, and even didn't do so fully, so that they neglected to explain how you file a health claim petition, all the basic stuff. And that's a conscious decision, obviously. So that they would make it very difficult to ever get a petition before them. They could throw before the complaining party, say, look, we've got a process, but you have to follow our rules to do it, and we haven't finished creating the rules to do it. So they'd leave it in a perpetual state of incompleteness. But we went right ahead and filed a petition anyway, because under the First Amendment, We have a right to make this truthful information available to the public on the label, in the labeling, and in the advertising of this alcohol. And we file a petition with TTV. If TTV refuses to process it, we'll sue them in federal court under the First Amendment. If they process it and deny it, we'll sue them. If they try to, they have primary jurisdiction, obviously, right, over alcohol and labeling. But if they try to send it off to another agency, we'll sue them also for that.
You mentioned that, yeah, because I had asked that question. I mean, where would the FDA and FTC fall in here? And you had mentioned that technically they can't. There was a term you used that they can't slide it off on another agency.
Right. They have primary jurisdiction.
Yeah.
And they can't. It's ultra vires action.
Ultra vires.
It exceeds the power of their enabling statute to do such a thing.
How do you spell vires in this term?
V-I-R-E-S.
V-I-R-E-S. Ultra vires. That sounds like a cartoon from our childhood. The Ultraman versus the Ultra vires. Who's going to win here?
Yeah.
But don't slide the responsibility on over. And then, of course, another aspect of this is taking it to Congress. Is there some sort of legislation, you know, Campaign for Liberty, you've been involved in activating that, that would, what would you do? Try to force the hand of the TTB or take the authority away from them? I mean, what would be a strategy here for Congress?
All it would take is a one-sentence bill just saying that federal agencies can't censor truthful health claims. And then just define truthful health claims as saying that there's scientific studies backing it up, which there are in this case and in the other cases that Jonathan has brought. I mean, it's, you know, whether or not the federal government should be involved in the business of regulating alcohol, dietary supplements, food, or whatever, and I think a strong case can be made that they shouldn't. The fact is that under the First Amendment, there's no reason to censor truthful health claims. And censoring truthful health claims, it's as absurd as if the FEC said, which actually, unfortunately, some people do want them to do,
yes,
to say that Campaign for Liberty can't make a truthful claim that Hillary Clinton is the only one of the five remaining major party presidential candidates who's not on record supporting audit the Fed. And actually, I may have just made an untruthful claim there because I'm not sure.
You're not supposed to say that, right?
But But imagine if we wanted to do an email to our members and say that Hillary Clinton is the only, you know, Bernie Sanders, Ted Cruz, and Donald Trump are all on record for supporting audit the Fed. Hillary Clinton is not, and her record of being close to Wall Street suggests that she may. They oppose audit the Fed. All of that's true.
Yes.
But the FEC, but we had to run that copy by the FEC first, and they said, no, you can't say that because, and I don't know what they would say. It might affect the election. It's a similar thing here. They're saying because we're concerned about how people might use that knowledge that this company wants to give them.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
December 7th,
1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
It is definitely a special edition. Somehow we got in, at least they let me in the Capitol. These guys could probably roam the halls no problem. But a renegade on radio here. And we're talking about First Amendment issues. Precedent set, Pearson versus Shalala, all those years ago. And I think that was related to the folic acid claim. You've also sued the FDA on behalf of selenium and the claims it should be allowed to be made based on the scientific literature. Truthful, not misleading. And this could be another case in that regard. This could end up being another precedent-setting case, although those were seemingly for supplements. This is for alcohol, a vice-type thing that they say, and regulated in a different way. Why would you, Jonathan, conservative man that you are, you don't drink, you know, why would you be taking on a case like this? What is it that sets this apart from others? Because you're not an advocate of alcohol drinking.
Well, this is a matter of principle. Obviously, when government censors truthful information and denies consumers freedom of informed choice, I'm happy to be the agent of anybody who's trying to fight against that. And in this situation, there's a double reason why I'm involved. And that is, look, alcohol is legal. To make alcohol illegal is a serious mistake. Go back to Prohibition and see why. The country, the people, have a right to choose what they consume. And if they consume alcohol, that's their choice. But they should have freedom of information so that they can make wise choices in the marketplace, regardless of what lawful product is being sold. In this case, you've got a product that may cause injury to your liver, to your DNA. Wouldn't it be nice to have a marketplace in innovation, mm-hmm, where reduction in those risks and injuries would be a priority. It's already the focus of the food market. Innovation in the food market is commonplace, and the right to communicate those innovations has become increasingly accepted, although they still have prior restraints on nutrient disease claims, and
right.
We still fight them when they make these boneheaded decisions to disallow those. But this is a new area for application of the First Amendment, but it's the old First Amendment, and it applies to all government action that censors speech, regardless of whether it's FDA or FTC. And, you know, in this case, we have good, strong precedent against TTB's predecessor, ATF, when it tried to censor the right to put truthful nutrient alcohol content information on the alcohol label. And I was involved with that, too. I was involved with the Coors case.
Right.
Yep. I represented an amicus. I can't remember which amicus, but we were involved with that Supreme Court case, arguing that the government ought not be able to censor alcohol content information on the label, and that was successful. And the court there held that the predecessor of TTB had no constitutional power to censor truthful information from appearing on the label, and that the government could not presume a benefit to come from public ignorance.
Right.
That the First Amendment stands for the proposition that disclosure over suppression is the requirement, and that the government, if it fears that people will act in ways that are harmful, should regulate action, not speech.
It sounds like what Norm was referring to at the FEC, like if you were to say Hillary Clinton's the only candidate left that doesn't support audit the Fed, they would rather embrace ignorance of the population or the voting population at this point than risk what would happen if you actually knew something.
This is the common paternalistic governmental justification for censorship whenever it occurs. Mm-hmm. It's always because if the public is allowed access to this information, they're going to make unwise what the government presumes to be unwise choices, and that therefore the government has a right to censor speech. This is an age-old argument. It has been around all the way since the origins of First Amendment theory in the radical Whig movement in the 17th century in England. There they said that if people had access to the Bible that was not an official version, they may engage in heterodox type of unorthodox practices and may be misled into believing things that would cause them harm, basically that would result in the loss of their eternal souls. So the government has a long history of justifying censorship. Now, the real reason for the censorship is quite a different thing.
Well,
they really don't
that.
Have a reason for it. Yeah. It's legitimate.
The real reason, maybe we can get into that. Also, we've talked some presidential politics. It's been a couple of weeks. We're going to take a quick break here. We'll be back with the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out. Links are up at robertscottbell.com. Norm Singleton is with us. He guided us safely to wherever we are under the Capitol building today. Feeling grateful for that. So, again, lots more political broadcast healing to come after this break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
From the cafeteria under the Capitol building in our nation's seat of power, so to speak, and they're opening a Dunkin' Donuts here. If you hear the revelry in the background, which tells you how much they're into non-GMO, organic, clean foods, whole foods. Not happening here.
We're going to kick them in the seat of power.
Kick them in the seat of power.
Well, I think you might be, the American people might want to be worried that Congress is about to have another source of massive caffeine influxes, because I don't know if we really want them to be energized.
Even more. No. No, and you know, the thing is, there was a story I covered last night's show where somebody went to a Starbucks in Jacksonville, ordered a double, you know, white chocolate, mocha, loca, whatever, right? Loaded with sugar. And on the label, it said, welcome to diabetes, or something like that. And the person receiving it did not find that very funny. But it is actually what they're doing here is feeding refined carbohydrates to people who are already hopped up on caffeine. It's not a good scene here.
I read that, and I thought that... why is that person working at Starbucks if they think that they're selling... I mean, he's basically admitting that he's selling unhealthy products to people who shouldn't be drinking white chocolate mocha, whatever whatever it is. When I go to Starbucks, I just get the basic Americano because I figure that's just a lot of caffeine.
Right.
And I don't really need all the extra sugar and fat that comes with their fancy drinks.
Somehow I don't think that guy's working there anymore after that. I just have a feeling that might be the case.
Yeah, I mean, you don't normally find people publicly berating their employer to their employer's customers and lasting very long.
Not very long. Now, it was probably meant in jest, but of course, I was saying that from a nutrient standpoint, if he had given him a little tablet of 100 micrograms of chromium, he would have been balancing the scales, and it would have been okay. But he doesn't know that because there's some level of censorship still going on in America where these people are not allowed to know this. And you were going to get, Jonathan, to that real reason for censorship. What is the real reason?
Well, the real reason for the censorship is to protect the industry leaders from any form of competition, to basically prevent innovation in the marketplace. Obviously, if you innovate in alcohol by improving it such that it reduces its adverse effects and cannot tell anyone those innovations, it eliminates the economic incentive to do this. And that's what they're about. They're about keeping the leaders of the alcohol industry in their positions, free from competition,
right,
as much as possible, and maintaining their own power base as a result. If they have total stranglehold over the label, they have a justification for existence, and their argument is without that stranglehold, there will be injury to the public. And this is a situation that confronts them with a unique circumstance. They've never seen it before, where someone's actually improved upon alcohol to reduce its injury to the liver and to the DNA. And their censorship regime then results in a direct harm to the public by not letting that information get out there so people can say, oh, yeah, this is the alcohol product that has that ingredient in it.
So it's cronyism again. We're protecting an industry, a monopoly on a certain level of a product. We don't want innovation to come in. It messes up our marketing.
TTV, like all agencies of the federal government, is a captive of industry. It really is. And it's a very close guild. You know, it's a very small universe of companies that are the major producers of alcohol in the United States. And it's also a relatively closed sphere of those that are distributors of those alcohols. And the whole system they set up is very Byzantine. You have to file the thing called a request for a certificate of label authority, and you have to do it online, and you only have so many lines of space, and you have all these requirements of what has to be in it, so that you end up with virtually no free space to communicate anything other than what the regulators want you to say on the label.
Yeah.
And so we're breaking that whole system by challenging it directly and saying, no, we want to put on the label this truthful information. And they're going to have to fight to keep their closed system in place or change it. And they aren't going to change it willingly because that means more competition.
All right, speaking of truthful label, go ahead, Norm.
I was gonna say, I think that it's important to note that this isn't a case where industry lobbyists walk into agencies and dump a bunch of cash on their desk. It's a lot more subtle and maybe not even intentional than that, and that's a lot more sinister. It's a mindset. It's a culture. It's the fact that a small company like we're talking about here doesn't have the connections or the resources to spend money hiring big K Street lobbying firms. They don't have the money to hire the ex-TTB staffers to be lobbyists or their executives. And so who do the TTV staffers have relationships with? Who are their friends?
Right.
Who are their potential future employees when they decide that it's time to, that they can no longer support their families in D.C. on a government salary? It's really it's not something that, like, as some people will say, some advocates of campaign finance and so-called lobbying reform, which raises its own First Amendment issues, will say, well, we need to cut off the lobbyists and get good people in office. But it's very difficult to do that when you have the system in check, and mm-hmm. when you have power, money will always find a way to get to power. And
okay.
those who don't have, those who are trying to get money through the marketplace, those who are starting up, they're going to be screwed.
Well, Norm, are we talking about like Chigarapati Industries or Bellion, the vodka maker that's putting the special ingredients in there? These are the too small to really have that kind of power.
Yes, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah. All right, well, let's switch gears here and talk about presidential stuff. We haven't in a while, and things have been shaken out along the landscape. And, you know, we talk about truth and labeling. I like the idea of having NASCAR jackets on the presidential candidates. Let's see who's paying what. And, of course, number one on the list of pharmaceutical money is going to Hillary. I can say that. I don't know if C4L can say it, but I can. But the idea of who audits the Fed or not, I mean, that would be a kind of cool thing. I support audit the Fed. Wear it right on your jacket. Interesting, in Colorado, the strategy of the Cruz camp said, you know, we found this rule and we got a way to go through Colorado. No voters ever got to vote, and they won all the delegates. Opinions from both of you. Jonathan, start there.
Well, that was a change that took place a number of years ago, I think 2015, by Colorado Republican Party to deny its own people the right to vote in their own caucus. I think that's a horrible thing to do, but that's what the rule was. And I think the greater issue is not that Cruz took advantage of that, but that both Kasich and Cruz are openly advocating thwarting the will of the people in a contested convention. This is the first time I've seen in history where people have actually campaigned overtly claiming that it was their intention to cause a contested convention and to achieve the result of overturning the majority vote in favor of a candidate. And that's what their overt plan is. Now, there's a real problem with that, because we have a representative democracy, and somebody who admires the Constitution, as Cruz claims to do, should be loath to advocate a destruction of representative democracy. Imagine this. Imagine that Trump gets through this whole thing, and he's within 200 votes of the magic 1,237, I think it is, number of delegates in his favor at the convention. But he's won almost every state, you know, or most of the states, some 10 maybe not. But clearly he's the majority supported Republican candidate.
Mm-hmm.
And at the convention, he doesn't end up becoming the nominee. Instead, either Cruz or Kasich, but Cruz likely would be the nominee. Okay, if that happens, there's going to be a big problem, because the Trump supporters are likely to stay at home, or they're going to go and form a third party, an independent ticket for Trump. So then the Republican Party will definitely be in trouble in the general election.
Short-sighted, the strategy that they put into play.
Terribly short-sighted, yeah. And terribly short-sighted for these individual candidates, for Cruz and Kasich. If you know you're not going to win by a majority vote, mm-hmm. you know that right now.
Right.
And you continue to campaign despite the fact you're not going to get a majority vote, and then you say not only are you not going to concede if at the convention, in point of fact, the votes are in and you lose in a first ballot or whatever, but in addition, you say, no, I'm going to manipulate the system. I'm going to go back to states where I lost the plurality.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go in there and I'm going to try to get delegates who will be putatively for Trump on a first vote, but who are really going to vote for me on the second vote. And I'm going to manipulate that system, and I'm going to undermine representative democracy.
Yeah.
And I'm going to achieve my victory that way. That's a horrible thing.
Norm, we just ran into Cruz's chief of staff under here. Do you guys ever chat about these kinds of things behind the scenes?
Not really. I don't talk presidential politics. President of SC4, we stay out of it. The only thing I'll say about Colorado is, it's interesting to see the complaints about a convention, because in Virginia, for many years, we selected our, not just the delegates, but the candidates for Senate and governor and other offices via convention. And it's been a convention or primary has always been a kind of a big inter-party battle. And the grassroots activists, the more conservative, libertarian types, have always been in favor of a convention because Virginia doesn't have party registration. So their argument is you're going to have Democrats basically picking our nominee. The establishment argument is has been, you'll pick some crazy Tea Partier or a crazy Ron Paul person or a crazy religious fanatic, and conventions are a way to guarantee we lose. History doesn't show that either claim is true, but it's just fascinating to me to watch now in Colorado the grassroots Trump supporters saying, oh, the convention was picked by the establishment. It's a strange kind of twist from what those of us who've been involved in Virginia specific
for many years. Stand by. We got to take one more break. We'll be back to wrap up the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour here on the Robert Scott Bell Show live from the Capitol. I appreciate y'all being here. Check out the links, robertscottbell.com.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
You know, as Hoffman said, it isn't about your vote, but it's about who you get to vote for. The question is, who selects those candidates, right? There's, kind of an awareness now that there are elitists within both parties that want to control who people actually get to vote. So it becomes more of a sham than a real election. Right, where the people don't get to select who to vote for ultimately, and I think that's the thing. Maybe it's an illusion that's bubbling to the surface.
Well, the constitutional issue arises when representative democracy is no longer substantively representative democracy. So, in other words, so long as you have a representative system, which means that you don't have direct democracy, but when there's a dissonance between the popular vote and the vote of delegates representing the popular vote, then it raises an issue. If that dissonance is slight, then so what? But if the dissonance is profound, you know, you've got a candidate who has clearly the majority of votes and a candidate with a minority of votes going in is the one who becomes the one who's the nominee, then it raises constitutional issues about whether or not the process has fulfilled the requirement that it be representation.
Right.
And it's not to say that you can't have, states can't have varying methods, they can choose different methods, but at the end of the day, when a person is running for president of the United States, which is our only true direct election,
right?
If you undermine it, let's say, for example, that we had a takeover essentially through nefarious means of a party, the Republican Party, and that party chose a person who parachuted into the convention, who had no prior votes in the primary system at all, and they made that person the nominee. Well, that may have happened in American history, but if that were to happen now, given the fact that constitutional law has largely been applied to the states through the 14th Amendment, then you end up with a situation where individuals could be elected president of the United States or could run for president of the United States who have no popular support.
Right. So they're selected, not elected in that case.
And it's unlikely that they would be elected, but they could be elected. And would that fulfill representative democracy, or would that undermine it? So I think that the Republican Party regulars are playing a very dangerous game when they contemplate not allowing the popular favorite to be the nominee.
But games are what's been played. I mean, I remember Ron Paul running in 08 and 012, but the changing of the rules to kind of make sure he doesn't have as much impact.
Right. And the political parties are private entities. They have the right to select their own rules, but the people who make up the parties and the voters have the right to judge that process, and they have the right to determine whether or not the process was fair. And I think that if there is a move to thwart the popular will or have someone who didn't even run in a single primary or caucus nominated, it will rebound to the party's detriment. The other thing I would suggest that maybe needs to be looked at is, we were talking before about crony capitalism and the government relationship with big companies. There is a ballot access law is function the way that a lot of economic regulations do to limit the market and protect the interests of the big corporations.
Yeah. Protect the monopoly of the two parties.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And so if you opened up ballot access laws, you would have it a lot easier for someone like a libertarian to compete, because they wouldn't have to spend, I don't know how much the LP spends on ballot access, but it's a ridiculous amount of their resources. And it's one reason why third parties find it so difficult to make their voices heard in the election.
Yeah. Well, listen, great discussion, guys, and it's just, I guess we couldn't avoid politics being in the belly of the Capitol today. Not that we ever do, but the principles of liberty are always just seeping through our broadcast, if not just blasting through, and I appreciate you both for your dedication to these principles above all of these other issues, party or whatever it is. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, Norm, Campaign for Liberty, Jonathan Emord, the FDA Dragon Slayer, now maybe the TTB Dragon Slayer. We'll see where that goes.
We'll see.
For those of you who want to learn more about these issues or others, check it out. The links are up in the show notes to Jonathan Emord at emord.com, and, of course, Norm Singleton, campaignforliberty.com. Lots more healing to go. This is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty on radio, because the power to heal really is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract. From within a few days, I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.